Hello, everyone. This is Trinity X at 10:55 a.m. on the 5th of the 9th, 2013. And this is my submission for the contest for the recording subreddit. Yay, participation! Okay, so I've been reading these questions over since they've been posted, umming and ahhing if I was going to do it. And then I thought, just do it. Don't be indecisive, just do it. So, anyway, here we go. Number one is, what sound do I love? There's so many things. I mean, I love to close my eyes and just listen. Like little things, like waking up to bird sounds. Or sitting on the beach, hearing the waves crash on the sand. Kids laughing. It's just simple things, you know, natural things. Easy things. Sounds I hate. Scraping noises, like nails on a chalkboard or like a shovel hitting a rock. There's been a whole heap of construction around here lately, and the scraping of the machines on the ground, it just makes my skin crawl. It's horrible. I can't even go outside when it's happening. I, like, shut myself in. Oh. Anyway, number three, is it possible to lie without saying a word? Of course it is. I think that's one of the easiest things to do. You can stay silent and, you know, not correct someone. You can lie using touch, facial expressions, written word. Body language, as everyone has been saying, is a big part of communication. And it can be used in the wrong ways, the same as everything else. So, yeah, that's definitely a yes. What was the last good thing you did for someone and why? Very, very recently in my town there was a car accident where two young girls died. They were sisters. They were really good friends of my niece. And we participated in some fundraising for the family to help pay for funeral arrangements and whatnot. It's difficult. I mean, at the same time, I don't think I've ever felt so actually helpless to help somebody. I mean, what the hell do you do in that situation? I thrive on being able to help people. I mean, it's my job, it's who I am, and you just feel powerless. But I was glad to help in the small way that I did. Who do you love and what are you doing about it? I love my family. When it all comes down to it, that's all I have. And I annoy them all the time, reminding them that I love them. What is your idea of earthly happiness? I'm a happy person most of the time, and I just wish, I mean, I guess it would be for everyone to be that way. I want everyone to find their own little piece of happiness. I think there would be a lot less drama. I mean, yeah, and world issues. If everyone could just look inside themselves and say, you know what? I'm happy. And then calm the fuck down. Who is your hero? Oh, that's my mum. She is the most giving and caring person that I know. She always has time for other people. She's an early childhood teacher, and I think that is one of the noblest of professions. She's a good person, you know. She's one of those people you can look at and say, that's a good person. I want to be like her in every way. If you had a superpower, what would it be, and how would you live with it? I would love to be able to turn invisible. I mean, I would want something that I could have fun with. I do feel a little bit selfish when I say that. I mean, I could have amazing healing skills or the ability to stop time and fix things, but I think in our world, if people knew you had that kind of power, you would be ultimately used. There is no way that you could be everywhere and be helping everyone, and that would weigh on me. So I would like the ability to hide. Plus, you know, imagine all the places I could sneak into. Bonus. Why do you matter? Because I do. I matter to the people that I have counting on me. I matter to the people that I take care of. I matter because I'm a person, and everybody matters. How many friends would you trust with your life? I don't really have friends, so to speak. Yay for social anxiety, but that would be a zero. My family is another story. I'm lucky to have a close and reliable family support system, so I guess they take the place of my friends, and I would trust them all. What is the quality you most admire in people? Bravery and strength. Not physical, but emotional strength. I've seen a lot of that this past week. People just doing what needs to be done, even when they want to break down. And I think that is brave, that is strength. Getting up each day to face what comes. What movie do you think everyone should see and why? I'm not a big movie buff at all, but I don't know, I guess I'd have to say A Clockwork Orange. I love that movie. I like strange and unconventional things. And it's very controversial. It brings up the subject of, you know, what's socially acceptable and how people should fit in or be changed or altered. Yeah, I liked it. When did you not speak up when you should have? All the time. I have issues in standing up for myself. Others, not so much. I can stand up for other people, but when it comes to myself, I let a lot of things slide, I think. I can just brush it off or whatever, but yeah. What words do you live by? Treat others as you want to be treated. Simple. What do you wish you didn't know? I guess how cruel people can be, especially those that say they love you. That's what hurts the most, so I wish I didn't know that. What big lesson could people learn from your life? I don't know, I guess. There is always time to stop and help someone. And what are we up to? Would you break the law to save a loved one? Of course. Don't know what to think about that one. That's a no-brainer. I would, no matter what. What made you laugh so hard? Your body betrayed you. Sitting around the dinner table with my family, like, I think it was two nights ago. And my niece and nephew were making me laugh so hard that I actually snorted, which I don't often do. And then that made me laugh even harder. And then carrot came out of my mouth. So classy. What do you wish you would have done better? School, I guess. I don't know. I guess I could have gone to uni and gotten a degree or something. I mean, I have regrets with what I mean, I love my job and where I am right now, but there could always be other options open to me if I had more of an education, if I went that step further. Who knows where I'd be? And last but not least, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrived at the pearly gates? That I did a good job, that I was a good person. Like, I don't know. Or I could just jump out and yell, boo. Ha ha, you were wrong. I do exist. I don't know. Some sense of humour would be nice. I mean, he's got to have a sense of humour if he's there at all. Okay, well, thank you for listening to me drone on. And, yeah. Signing out.